Hi guys, I have a podcast now. So honestly, true feelings right now, it's so awkward just because like I'm literally staring at a camera and talking and I feel like I should be looking away and I don't know if people do direct eye contact. But in general, when you're talking to someone, people don't like direct eye contact either way. So like I'm a little bit lost. Like, where do people look? Is this why people have like co-hosting? Actually, this is starting to make more sense. People co-host because they have someone to talk to. All right. Well, welcome to Burnout by Kimchi. Fire effects. Actually, let me just restate that again. Welcome to Burnout by Kimchi. I started this podcast because I am a college student who is burnt out. I'm 20 years old and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my life. And more than that, I'm burnt out, as if I didn't say that like three times already. Being burnt out is not fun. It definitely impacts my academic career in college. I see Kyrie just like taking a selfie with me doing like the whole podcasting right now. Oh my gosh, like guys, I feel like I'm on a first date. Like, what do we even talk about? So my favorite color is pink. I feel like everyone who's watching this podcast like literally has to know that my favorite color is pink. And my favorite animal is like a rhinoceros. Oh my gosh, like, am I literally flirting with myself? Like, this is so stupid. Anyways, burnout. Not fun. Reason why I'm doing this podcast. Also, I'm just kind of like documenting, can I English on the day that I'm doing a podcast? Gosh darn. Yeah, I'm just kind of documenting how much I grow from being burnt out, how I'm still burnt out, and I'm burnt out from like a lot of things. Like, I do school, I have clubs, I have work, I have like family life, social life, and like go to church. Like, I do so many things. Yeah. So hopefully this podcast becomes relatable to the young adult population, geared towards more college students, hopefully. No judgment if you're an older person watching this. My God. So, yeah. Man, this is getting freaking awkward. All right. Well, let's just talk about being burnt out. Okay. So it is my third year in college. I have taken summer classes for 3 years in a row now, and I am absolutely sick of it. Like, I'm so exhausted from UCF and just doing school full time. And that's probably one of the reasons why I've been burnt out for the longest time. But also just in general, like, I have always done so many extracurricular since high school. I feel like it's like a lifestyle and habit that I've developed. Unfortunately, this does make me burnt out, and I literally do not have the will to like do anything anymore. But I don't know, it's just like very toxic, and no one saw that. Unfortunately, I am very addicted to the hustle. Now, hustle culture and mindset is definitely something that burns people out a lot. I have a lot of friends who are burnt out because they do too much and we have so little time to rest. But I think in like this day and age in society, it's just really hard to find time to rest and relax, really. I can't explain it to you. It's like I have so many friends, including myself, who complain like, oh my gosh, we have no time to do anything. Like, we need a break. But like a break rolls around and we just like keep ourselves busy, if that even makes sense. I mean, like, I definitely keep myself busy. Let me speak for myself. But it's just like none of us know how to take a proper break. We're always doing something, seeing someone, and just the hustle really never does stop. But let me just Google burnout, like the definition real quick. And let's see what Google has to offer us. Burnout definition. Okay. Burnout, according to the Oxford Dictionary, to ruin one's health or become completely exhausted through overwork. Completely destroying a building. Oh my God, that's the second definition. We're not going to talk about the second definition. We're talking about the first one. So ruins one's health and become completely exhausted through being overworked. Now, does this resonate with me? But am I still burnt out even though this definition? Do I resonate with this definition? No. But, oh my gosh. Okay, what was I trying to say? I can't talk today, the one day that I'm supposed to talk, because it's a freaking podcast, okay? Okay. Does this definition resonate with me? No. But do I definitely feel burnt out? Yes. Now, this is Google's definition. Now, I'm gonna, like, list my symptoms of why I feel burnt out, okay? Maybe it's tied into depression, anxiety. I don't know. But regardless, I feel burnt out, and I'm gonna talk about it. Let me think. Okay, first of all, every morning is exhausting. Okay, like I wake up and I'm like, I need a rot in bed. When I do rot, it's never enough because I just feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm just so tired. Like when I just do nothing all day. And then because I feel so exhausted, I'm like, okay, I need to stop being exhausted. I need to do something. And then I do something, or like a lot of things, because I start doing something. And then it's like this nonsensical cycle of like me just doing stuff always. And then like I'll never get a break. So it's just honestly freaking stupid, because like I'm like just burnt out because I'm just like, I don't want to do something, but I'm always doing something. And then rest is like, it's never enough. Let's talk about that. Like you take a break and then like it's never enough. Okay. This year I traveled to Europe, Netherlands specifically. And like it was like the greatest week of my life. I was on vacation, I was visiting my friend, and that break was so good. But when I got back, it felt like it was never enough. Never enough. I was like ready. Like it was a good break though. Don't get me wrong. I took a good break and I was able to see my friend, you know, travel. Travel. Keyword travel, not vacation. Because vacation is like relaxation and I didn't get to relax. But, well, I did relax. But you guys know what I freaking mean, right? Like no need to explain that. But it's just the fact and concept that like I had to take a break because I need a break. And then when I got back from my break, I felt ready. But then like I just felt like so tired after coming back to America for like a week. Like cause it's like a nonstop cycle of being like taking a break, going back into work, and then like feeling like the world is going to freaking end because you're so tired always. Insanity. But I know that I'm not the only one going through this. I know so many of us, whether it's like adults, college students, even high school students, like for sure that we all just like go through this stupid cycle. And like also, just to preface, my podcast is not meant to help you through burnout. I do not have any legal or valid advice helping you through burnout. I hope you know that. I'm just literally discussing my experience and how I feel about it. Yeah. Yeah. I would not, like, I would not give any advice on burnout. Because if you ask me for advice, I'd be like, oh, you feel burnt out? Rotten then. Oh, that doesn't make you feel better? You have to do something? Then go do something. And then I would help initiate the cycle of being burnt out. My fault, gang, if I ever gave you advice. I never said I was certified in giving people advice. But, you know, hopefully this podcast journey helps me navigate how I feel about being burnt out and stuff like that. I also just can't believe that I'm even starting a podcast at all. Like, I am pro yapper, number one yapper, the yappiest in the house, majoring in yappology. I'll stop now. That was like a little cringy. I'll stop now. But dang, I'm going on my phone trying to find. Dang. Wow. Also, apologies. There's this like TV behind here and I had this like vision where I was going to put my logo on the TV. I think I'm just going to like edit in the background while I'm talking right now. But it literally says Burnout by Kimchi and it has like fire and it's pink and it's like everything I resonate with. My gosh, to be burnt out. Actually, I am burnt out, so I don't know why I said that. But I hope this podcast everyone finds like somewhat relatable or just funny. Or maybe like, you know, you're like eating food and you need to watch a video. Watch me. Please. I'm begging you. Please. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you just want to hear a girl yap. I've said yap like 5 times right now. We need a yap counter. I think I'm going to edit that in. I need a yap counter. Like, this is insane. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, let me just guess, like, in my life, what, like, has burnt me out? I think I can literally list them on my finger. Let's start with, like, the main one. This all started in high school when I did IB, International Baccalaureate Program. I have some very mean things to say about that program. Did it help me in college, as in get me Bright Futures, the scholarship? Yes. Very grateful towards it always. But did it burn me out completely and made me into a caffeine addict? Also, yes. And now I have built like the most unreliable and disgusting study habits because of International Baccalaureate Program IB. I am a victim and I don't know why school still supports it. But, you know, education system, am I right? Yeah, let's start with there. So IB definitely burnt me out. Then I started college, and just college itself was not hard. Like, I just had to do assignments, and like, it was like everything else I did in my life at the time too. So not to be like that one bitch, but I'm Catholic. Woo! I love God. I need to take that out. I need to edit that out. No one has to hear me say that, literally. But I'm very involved within the Orlando Vietnamese community. I'm very involved in church. Not in the aspect that you guys think. But definitely burnt me out. Definitely burnt me out. Because I'm in a youth group. And that takes a lot out of someone. And I've been in this youth group since I was like in elementary, middle school. And then I became a youth group leader, which is why it literally burnt me out. And then on top of that, making friends, socializing, experiencing college life, and then working at the same time. And if I had to, like, give you, like a picture of my day, right? Wake up, go to school, stay at school for hours on end, see people, talk to them, do some homework, go to work, and then I finish work at like 9:30 at night. I go home and then like I want to like decompress. So like I'm decompressing. Then I end up staying until like 2 a.m. because I'm not at home all day. Like I'm rarely at home, right? And so when I get home, like I'm just like, oh, like I need time to myself. And then like, what's that definition called where it's like sleep revenge? I'm going to look it up real quick. Sleep revenge, sleep. Sleep revenge, what's it called? Revenge bedtime procrastination. I have a major case of that. Definitely does not help my burnout at all, but I do this every single night where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just need time for myself, you know? And like maybe I need to like watch a little anime, do a little project, and then it's suddenly 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then that's when I go to sleep and I wake up early to go to school. And this cycle is, like, nonstop. So it's just so bad. Yeah. Every day low-key looks like that. And then when I do get to stay home, I still have to do stuff around the house, you know, because, like, I live with my family. So got to do chores. Got to do stuff. And then because, like, you know, parents be like, yo, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? So I just never feel like I have, like, time in the day for just myself. And I'm pretty sure this is relatable to a lot of young people who still live with their family. And especially now you're like an adult living with them. They just kind of like, hey, yo, can you do this for me? And then you're like, yes, love you, mom and dad. But it's your mom and dad. So what are you going to do, right? And then on the weekends, I have work and then I have church. And then this past year, I got really involved in like organizations at UCF, really put myself out there. Putting myself out there to get burnt out. Like, what the heck was wrong with me? I literally attended, like, so many events. I joined Vasa Cultural. If you don't know what that is, woo, look it up. Did so many things. And at the end of it all, I was so tired. And not once did I take a break from school, from, like, joining, like, a club and, like, being active, actively participating in it, you know, making new friends. And, oh, my God. Oh, definitely need to talk about friendship on a different episode, okay? Literally. But it's just a lot. It's a lot for someone. And I just never took a break. So, yeah, that's my life. Can't believe, like, I'm doing all of this, but it is what it is. My God. Wow. Talking by yourself is, like, actually really tiring. To be, like, so for real. Like, I've been yapping nonstop, and it feels like I've been talking for, like, I keep checking the time, and I'm like, wow, I actually didn't talk for that long, but I did talk for that long. So, that's insane. Okay. This is the part where I leave. I'm just kidding. So, no solid advice for burnout for anyone. I'm still trying to navigate it. This is me trying to navigate it by starting a podcast. I've been wanting to start a podcast for, like, the longest time. Like, genuinely, like, I thought about it. Like, if I had a platform, what platform would I want? What would I want to use my voice for? How can I help other people? It's this podcast. Yeah, it's going to be this podcast. So I am so happy, excited, and everything else in between. Yep. Kyrie, I'm tired. Thank you. Thank you. So, fun fact, Kyrie, my BFF gay dad husband, is behind cameras right now. So every so often I'm going to refer to him because, bro, if you thought I was going to do this podcast completely by myself, you're fucking insane. But, because talking to yourself, like, I'm pretty sure that's, like, a mental illness somewhere. And I already have, like, plenty to go around, so I don't need another one. But every so often, oh, Kyrie, we should give you, like, a name. What if we called you, like, the big man behind the screen? Like some boogie monster. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's actually also talk about my goals this year, because this podcast has been, like, a major dream of mine, and, like, I just want to yap for hours on end. I just want to yap for hours on end. But I want it to be a productive yap. Like, I want to be relatable to a group of people, and I want to start making a platform and also, like, spreading this platform to other people as well. I want to be helpful and be part of society. I know, it's crazy. But I don't know how I'll manage, because I also work. I'm a full-time student. I do have obligations outside of this podcast, but I really want to continue to make this happen. So I just really hope. I hope, like, in a year I'm still doing this podcast. To be so for real. I love talking. So, we'll see. My gosh. Oh, but yeah, goals for this year. not me forgetting. Goals for this year. Continue this podcast. I really want to continue this podcast. Genuinely and, like, enthusiastically, I really want to continue this podcast. It's so exciting. I also want to focus on my academic career seriously. Okay, I'm a student, first and foremost, but I've also been a very bad student. You guys know what I'm talking about. Chegg, Quizlet, ChatGPT. I don't care if the professors are like, don't use it. We have all used it, okay? Yeah, throwing us all under the bus. Phew, yeah, sue me. But literally, we are just students who don't prioritize school that much. But I think for once in my life, I want to fall in love with academics again. Be excited to learn. And, you know, just actually take my academics a little bit more seriously And that's really hard to do because I just have so many other things that I value outside of education. And it's terrible. Like, I need to, like, lock in. Like, who's going to tell me to lock in besides myself? Who's going to make myself lock in besides myself? Yeah. It's that serious. And just fun fact, I have an exam tomorrow and I'm recording this podcast instead of studying. Like, do you see how shoddy my goal is? Like, it's like, I'm just saying, like, I need to do better in my academic career. But you know what? Fall semester, I got you for real. That's what I'm telling myself now, but we'll see. So really hoping that I do better in school. And I mean, like, learning, like, attending all my classes, reading the damn textbook that I pay for, because we don't read the textbook. I know you guys don't read the textbook because I don't read the textbook, okay? And I know I'm not the only one. And, like, I'm paying so much for my education, and I rarely read the textbook. But it's so hard. The tiny-ass Times New Roman font, like, the fuck? Like, you think I'm going to read that? I'm really not. But we need to do better. Okay, guys, we got to lock it together. What if we locked it together, guys? Like, that's kind of romantic. Like, what if we locked in together? I think we should lock in together. So, definitely need to do better in school. Not talking like straight A's, but hopefully straight B's. I know, insane. Because C's get degrees, but maybe if I start with a B and then get an A, like, I think it's achievable. So, and I also want to do less. Oh my God. That sounds like insane already. I don't think I'm going to do less, guys. Like, full confessional right now. Like, I don't think I'm going to do less. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to do less. I'm being delusional, thinking that I could do less. I'm not going to do less. Like, that's so funny in it. My God. But I think I do need to do less. I need to do less. I will try to do less. I will time to time manage better while studying. How's that going to work? I don't know. But yeah, that's all my goals for now really is. Damn. But, you know, this is my first ever podcast episode Everest. I am so like, yas, so exciting. I mean, you guys let me know what you guys want to hear because I do have like a set schedule and listing of like podcast episode ideas and like what I want to do, what I want to talk about, who I want to interview. But yeah, this is so exciting. Okay. Thank you for tuning in for my very first podcast episode ever. Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that. Like, that was like, wow. Like, we made it! That sounds so stupid and insane. Oh, maybe I do need an outro. What if my outro was like the ones on CapCut? You know what I'm talking about? And it's like so bad. And it's just like EDM in the back. And it's just like, and it's just like Burnt Out by Kimchi. That'd be insane. Right, guys? That'd be insane. Okay. No, but for real, thank you so much for tuning in into my first ever podcast episode. If you did listen to it, I hope you did listen to it because I did kind of work hard on it, low-key. So, yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. And it has been fun talking. This is Kimchi from Burnout by Kimchi. Bye, guys. I'm done.